Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers. Welcome back to Relic Radio Thrillers. This week, we'll hear from The Chase, an NBC series that aired from April of 1952 to June of 1953, produced 55 episodes. Our story today is Long Distance. This one aired November 2nd, 1952.
National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There's always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint and moments when sheer terror is the theme.
But always there is the chase. And sometimes, while sitting in a chair with merely a phone in your hand, the chase can reach its climax in a matter of minutes, with the course to be followed marked out by a telephone wire that stretches between life and death. NBC is proud to present one of radio's outstanding chase stories, Long Distance, written by Harry W. Junkin, and starring Jan Miner as Mrs. Leon Jax, who is at this moment seated at the telephone in her home.
But, Warden, you don't understand. After all, you're the warden of the prison.
Mrs. Jax, I just can't act on your say-so. You've left it too late. I'd like to help you, but...
Warden, try to understand. I've called the governor, but I can't get him. This letter proves that my husband didn't commit the murder. Why can't I make you see? My husband would never have been found guilty if we could have produced this letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jax, we always have these telephone calls before an execution. I know just how you feel. I'm terribly sorry for you, but there's nothing I can do. You didn't produce this letter at the
trial. I know we didn't produce it. That's what I'm telling you. I found it tonight, quite by accident, between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. If we could have produced it at the trial, my husband would never have been... Well, the case would have been dismissed. Can't you understand that he's innocent. You're executing an innocent man.
But, Mrs. Jax, I tell you it's not in my power. I know how you feel, believe me, I do, but you telephone me half an hour before an execution and start talking about some letter you found. I just can't do it, Mrs. Jax. It's something that's out of my hands. I don't have the proper authority.
Oh, you're so stupid. I tell you, this letter changes everything. At least you can delay the execution for 24 hours until you've investigated. You can't kill him, I tell you. It's monstrous, wicked.
Mrs. Jax, believe me, I can do nothing for you.
Well, then who can? There must be somebody.
The governor is the only man in New York State who can stay in execution.
But I tell you, I called him. He's out of town. The lieutenant governor's out of town. Everyone's out of town. And it's only half an hour until they...
Mrs. Jax, believe me. I'd like to help you, but I...
But you can't do it, I tell you. You can't. He's innocent. This letter proves he's innocent.
Well, Mrs. Jax, who was the appeal judge?
McLean. Judge McLean.
Yes, well, under the circumstances, I mean, naturally, we do want to be just... look here. If you can get Judge McLean to phone me here at the prison, I'll delay the execution 24 hours.
You will?
Judge McLean is the only man who can help you. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks. I'll call him. Oh. Him. M.C. McLean. Oh, here it is. Judge John C. Eldorado 50599. Eldorado 50599. D. 5-0-5-9-9. none. Please, God, let him be in. Answer. Oh, answer, why don't you? Please.
Hello?
Oh, is Judge McLean there, please?
I'm sorry, he's not. He's out of town.
Out of town?
This is Mrs. McLean speaking.
May where is he?
Well, he went to San Francisco the day before yesterday. Who's speaking?
You mean he's on a train somewhere?
No, he flew out. Who is this speaking?
Oh, Mrs. McLean, it's Mrs. Leon Jacks speaking. Mrs. Leon Jacks. Do you know who I am?
Yes, I know.
Well, Mrs. McLean, you've got to help me. I don't know if you remember at the trial, there was a lot of talk about a letter which never turned up. We couldn't produce the letter that would prove that my husband was in Canada on Armistice Day and couldn't have committed the murder. Well, I've never given up looking for it, and tonight I found it. Quite by accident, it slipped down between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. I knocked the bag down off a shelf, and it sprung open, and the letter fell out, and are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, well, I phoned the prison for a moment. I was so stunned. Anyway, I phoned the prison, and they told me that Judge McLean was the only man who could stop them from killing Leon. If I could just talk to Judge McLean, I mean, well, he'd recognize at once the importance of my finding this letter. The man at the prison doesn't understand that the whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce the letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jacks, when's the execution?
A little over 20 minutes. I've never given up. That's why I'm not at the prison with Leon. I've never stopped working to try to prove his innocence. I just got back from Canada tonight and was going out to be with him when they... And then I found it. Mrs. McLean, I've got to talk to your husband.
Mrs. Jacks, phone him in San Francisco. He's at the Golden State Hotel.
Golden State Hotel?
Yes, he always stays there. I'm sure you can reach him.
All right, I'll try. Thanks.
Please let me know if there's anything else I can do.
Yes, thank you.
I know it'll be all right. I just know it will be.
Thank you. Goodbye. Long distance. Forever. Long distance. Long distance. I want to call San Francisco, the Golden State Hotel, Judge J.C. McLean.
Judge J.C. McLean.
That's right.
Is that capital M.C., capital L.E.A.N.?
That's right.
Golden State Hotel, San Francisco.
Yes, operator.
And what is your number, madam?
It's Regent 49970.
Regent 49970.
Yes, operator.
And your name, madam?
Mrs. Leon Jack. J-A-C-K-S.
Thank you, madam. I will call you.
Operator, this is a very important call. How long will you be?
The circuits are busy, madam. I will call you.
But how long will it take?
It's hard to say, madam. I'll call you as
soon as... Operator, I have to know how long this call will take. It's very urgent. It's very urgent.
The circuits are busy west of Chicago, madam. There are several calls ahead of yours. I'll put it through as
soon as... Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Yes, madam. Just a moment, please. Chief Operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, I'm calling San Francisco on a very urgent matter, and I've got to get through as quickly as possible.
Whom do you wish to call in
No,
San
Operator,
Francisco,
you don't understand.
Madam.
I gave all that information to the other operator. She said the circuits were busy. I just wanted to tell you why it was so important that my call be put through at once.
Yes, madam.
My name is Jax. Mrs. Leon Jax. My husband is Leon Jax.
And your phone number, madam?
What difference? It's Region 49970, but operator.
Region 49970?
Yes. Operator, my husband... I don't know whether you read the papers or not, but my husband is being executed tonight for murder. For a murder that he didn't commit. Do you understand that?
Yes, madam.
Well, this man in San Francisco is the only one who can stop the execution. I've uncovered, quite by accident, I've uncovered new evidence. I've got to speak to Judge McLean quickly, because the execution is... Wait, in 20 minutes, less than that now, and he's the only man that can make them stop. Operator, it's a matter of a man's life. Do you understand that?
I'll see that your call is put through as quickly as possible.
Ahead of the others?
I'll do the best I can, madam.
But may I hold the line?
I'll call you, madam.
All right, but hurry, operator, hurry. Please, God, let him be near a telephone. Don't let him be up. Please, God. 15 minutes more, oh God, help me. Please. Please, God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh God, don't let them kill Leon. He didn't do it, you know he didn't do it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Leon never hurt anybody in his life. Please, God, let him save him. Oh, God, I love him so. Oh. Hello?
Your call to San Francisco, madam, for Judge Jace.
Oh, yes, McLean. Yes, have you got him?
There is no Mr. McLean, Judge McLean, registered at the Golden
State. Oh, but operator, he must be registered. His wife said he always stays there.
Just a moment, madam, I'll check them again. Hello, operator?
Yes, operator?
Would you check that name again, please? J.C. McLean. My party is sure that Judge McLean is registered.
They have no Judge McLean, operator. They have a Mr. McLean in 701 from Toledo, Ohio. That's the only McLean registered.
Operator?
Yes, madam?
That must be the right McLean. His wife told me just a minute ago that he was there. He always stays at the Golden State Hotel. Please, have them check it again and hurry, operator.
Just a moment, madam. Hello?
What are you doing, operator?
Hello, operator. This is New York on circuit 412. Is it clear? Hello?
Hello, New York.
Operator, will you connect me with the room clerk of the Golden State Hotel, please? This is an urgent call.
Right.
Oh, hurry. What on earth are they doing?
Just a minute, sir, please. Hello, room clerk.
Hello, sir. This is New York calling a Judge J.C. McLean. I believe you have a Mr. McLean registered from Toledo.
What is the name again, operator?
McLean. McLean.
Yes, that's right, operator. Room 701.
This is an urgent call, sir. Are you sure that he is not Judge J.C. McLean of New York City?
Oh, no, operator. Mr. McLean is from Toledo, all right. He stays here quite frequently.
Operator!
Just a moment, sir. Yes, madam?
Operator, can you find out if they sent Judge McLean to another hotel? He should have arrived sometime yesterday.
Just a moment, madam. Hello, sir?
Yes, operator.
Sir, can you tell me if the hotel has any record of... I want to try and trace Judge McLean. If he applied for a room yesterday and you sent him to another hotel, would there be any record of that?
Well, would he have a reservation, operator?
Just a moment, sir. Did Judge McLean have a reservation, madam?
Oh, I don't know whether he had a reservation or not. I thought if the hotel was full and they sent him someplace else, they might know where, that's all.
Hello, sir?
Yes, operator.
My party does not know whether Judge McLean had a reservation or not.
No, he didn't, operator. I have the reservation list here. There's nothing for a Judge McLean.
Is there any way we can locate Judge McLean that you know of, sir? The call is urgent.
Urgent? It's a matter of life and death. Oh, what are they doing? Hello? Hello? Operator? Oh, what's the matter? Why didn't you answer
me? I'm sorry, madam. There seems to be no way of tracing your party.
Oh. Operator, what can I do? I've just got to find him.
In case Judge McLean does register at the Golden State, madam, I can try in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? But I told you that... Oh, never mind. Let it go.
You wish the call canceled, madam?
Yes. No. Oh, Mrs. McLean, please. Oh, please answer, Mrs. McLean, please. McLean, where is it? McLean. Here it is, El Dorado. Oh, 50599. Again, I can't locate your husband. He's not at the hotel, not registered even. Is there any place else? Any other hotel where he might be?
Try my sister. It's Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. That's C-Y-P-R-U-S Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. All right, thanks.
If he isn't there, she'll know where he is. Yeah. I can't understand why he isn't at the hotel. He always stays there.
Thanks, Mrs. McLean. I have to hurry. Goodbye.
Long distance.
Let me speak to the chief operator, please?
Thank you, madam. Just one moment, please. Chief operator, Miss Milton.
Operator, it's Mrs. Jax again. I have a call to San Francisco again. I want to put it through again. It's Oakland.
Yes, madam?
It's to Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder, is that C-Y-P-R-E-S?
U.S., operator.
C-Y-P-R-U-S, Cypress Drive.
That's right, and hurry, operator, please.
Yes, madam, hold the line, please.
All right.
Chicago.
New York calling Oakland, operator.
Right. Circuit's a busy, operator.
Will you ring me, operator?
Just a moment, operator. I can take it now. Oakland.
Information, please, operator.
Right. Information.
Operator, the number of Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive, New York calling.
Elder, just a moment, operator.
Right.
I have a D.C. Elder, 1138 Cypress Drive, Montclair Highlands. The number is Lakehurst 3-9136.
Lakehurst 3-9136.
Right.
Thank you, operator.
Operator.
Lakehurst 3-9136, New York calling, operator.
Lakehurst 3-9136.
Mrs. D.C. Elder.
Mrs. D.C. Elder.
Right. You're still calling from Regent 9?
No.
4970?
No.
Oh, pardon me. Regent 4997.
Yes, that's right, operator. Please, please, hurry. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, hello, operator. What are they... Operator, answer me. Oh, please. Operator.
We're ringing Lakehurst 3-9136 for you, madam.
Oh. Oh, God, please. There's less than 10 minutes left. Why don't they answer?
Hello, operator. Lakehurst 3-9136 is DA, operator.
Oh. Right, operator. Hello, madam. They do not answer. I'm sorry. Shall I try them again in 20 minutes?
No, I told you. Oh, what's the use? I won't give up. I'll get him if I have to. I don't know what. Please. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Oh.
Hello?
Mrs. McLean, I'm nearly out of my mind. Your sister's number doesn't answer. Mrs. McLean, is there nothing I can do?
Oh, Mrs. Jax, I'm so sorry. They're probably all out to dinner or cocktails or something. They're 3 or 4 hours behind our time out there.
Oh, Mrs. McLean, what can I do?
Well, there must be somebody else you can phone here. Surely they wouldn't go ahead with the execution if there was any reasonable doubt of. Well, if there was any new evidence.
I've been all through that, Mrs. McLean. I've tried to get the governor, but, oh, what's the use? The prison authorities said that your husband was the only one. And I'm nearly out of my mind. I can't stand
it. Mrs. Jackson, listen. My sister has very dear friends. They live right across the street. It's just possible they might be there. Their name is Henderson. I think it's Robert. Yes, that's right. Robert Henderson.
Henderson?
Yes, on Cypress Drive. You phone them. In the meantime, I'll phone the governor's office in Albany and see if...
Henderson.
Yes, that's right.
All right, I'll try. Henderson, please. Please. Henderson, that's it.
Henderson?
The chief operator, please, and hurry.
Yes, madam. Chief Operator, Miss Milton.
Operator, this is Mrs. Jax again. Operator, see how quickly you can get me San Francisco again. Oakland. Robert Henderson. It's Mrs. Robert Henderson. Cypress Drive again, Oakland.
Mrs. Robert Henderson, Cypress Drive.
Why do you repeat everything? Yes, that's right. And hurry, operator, hurry. Oh,
please. Chicago.
New York calling Oakland, operator.
Right. Line, operator.
Well, can't you tell him to hurry, operator? There's less than 10 minutes left. It's almost time. I've told you how urgent this call is. Operator, can't they hurry it up or something?
Moving your call through as quickly as possible, madam.
Oakland.
Information, please, operator.
Right. Information.
New York calling, operator. The number of Mrs. Robert Henderson, Cypress Drive.
Henderson? On Cypress Drive, operator?
Yes, operator.
I have a Robert L. Henderson on Craftwood Road.
Oh, for goodness sake, how can you be so stupid? It's on Cypress Drive. Now, they're right across the street from my friend's sister. You must have them listed.
Hello, operator?
Yes, operator?
Operator, Craftwood Road and Cypress Drive intersect. Perhaps it might be like a kitty corner from each other.
Yes! Yes, that's it. Ring them and hurry, operator.
What is the Craftwood Road number, operator?
That number is Lakehurst 38197.
Right.
Operator?
Lakehurst 38197, New York calling, operator.
Lakehurst 38197?
Mrs. Robert Henderson.
Mrs. Robert Henderson?
Right. Are you still calling from Regent 4997?
Of course I'm still calling from Regent 49970. Oh, for goodness sake, stop asking me stupid questions. Don't you understand that I'm trying to save a man's life? What are they answer? Oh, God, please make them answer. There's only 8 minutes left before...
Hello?
Oh!
Hello, sir. New York calling Mrs. Robert Henderson, please.
She's not in at the moment. This is Mr. Henderson.
Oh, he'll do, operator. He'll do.
Very well, madam.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Henderson.
Yes?
Mr. Henderson, I can't go into a long story. Do you know Judge McLean? I believe his wife's sister lives across the street from you. Well, it's very urgent that I contact Judge McLean at once.
Oh, yes. I know Judge McLean. Drove him to the railway station this morning.
What?
Yes, he caught the Southern Pacific West Coast Limited for Portland this morning.
Oh, Mr. Henderson, I'm in terrible trouble. I've got to locate Judge McLean.
Well, I don't see how you can. He took the train at 10 this morning.
Mr. Henderson, my husband, he's being executed tonight for murder. For a murder he didn't commit. Judge McLean was the judge, and well, I found that there was a letter we couldn't find all during the trial, and I found it tonight quite by accident. And they told me at the prison that Judge McLean was the only man who could get them to put off the execution. If I don't get Judge McLean, they're going to kill Leon. And I'm almost sick. I can't talk right. Do you understand? Do you?
Yes, I understand. Wait a minute, let me think.
What'll I do? Oh, God, help me. I love him so. Don't die of it. Please.
What's your name?
Jack. Mrs. Leon.
Listen, Mrs. Jacks. You might get him at Dunsmuir. It's a town along the line. He phoned some friend to meet him there at the station. The train stops for 15 minutes. Let's see, it's 5 to 7 now. The train arrives at Dunsmuir at 6:50. It'll be there now. Try it. Dunsmuir's a small station. The train will be there now. It's worth a chance.
Dunsmuir?
D-U-N-S-M-U-I-R. The West Coast Limited's a train. And it's Dunsmuir, California. Try it. It's a chance.
All right. Hang up quickly. Thanks. Come.
Have you finished, madam?
Is that the Oakland operator?
Yes, madam.
Operator, you may not be able to do this. A man's life is just... Operator, can you get me the railway station at Dunsmuir, California? The railway depot.
I can connect you with the Dunsmuir operator, madam. Just a moment, please.
Yes, hurry.
Oakland calling, operator. I have an urgent call here from New York City. Can you connect me with the railway station?
Yes, operator. The number is 395.
Can you connect me, operator?
Yes, operator. Just a minute.
Will you just talk to anyone there?
Yes, anyone. Anyone. Oh, God. If you've ever helped anyone, help me now. Leon's only got 3 minutes left. I'll die.
Hello, sir. New York calling. Oh. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Is there a train in there now, the West Coast Limited?
Listen,
whoever you are, listen. This is a terribly urgent call. I've got to locate a man who's on the... Did the West Coast Limited just come in there to Portland?
Well, the West Coast Limited is here now, madam. Just come in. Leave again in 9 minutes.
There's
next
a Judge McLean. Have you got that, McLean?
McLean? Judge McLean?
Yes. Well, he's on the... he's in the station somewhere. He was meeting a friend of his who lives in Dunmore. Listen, if you can get Judge McLean to the phone, I'll give you $1,000.
What was that, lady? What's that about?
Judge McLean. Have you got that?
Yes, you said that. McLean.
Judge McLean. Yes,
Judge McLean.
Tell him... Say that a letter... Tell him his wife's been killed, but get him.
Okay, lady, I'll try. Judge McLean. Urgent call for Judge McLean.
I'll get him.
Judge
All right. Oh, Leon. Leon, it's too late. They started doing it. It's too late. They killed you. Oh, God, make them wait just a little longer. Please, God, make them wait. Don't let them do it. Just 5 minutes more, God. Make their clock slow, God, anything. Save him. Save him.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Judge McLean?
Yes, yes, this is Judge McLean. Oh. Who is it? Where's my wife?
Judge McLean, there's nothing wrong with your wife. This is Mrs. Leon Jacks. Judge, I found the letter. You know the letter, the one we couldn't find at the trial. It proves Leon and Hilliard were in Montreal that night, you know.
Letter?
Well, just listen, you mean... Judge. They're executing Leon tonight, right now. It may even be too late. You know what this letter means? The whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce it. Well, I found it tonight. Quite by accident, do you understand? It proves Leon is innocent. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, of course I understand. What time was the execution?
Now. 11 o'clock. They're doing it right now, this very moment.
Get off the phone. I'll call the prison at once. Get off the phone.
It's too late. They've done it and I killed him. I should have found it before. Oh, Leon. Leon. I should have found it before. Oh, Leon. 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 No. No, you don't need to tell me. I know. You killed him. You killed the only man. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Hello. Leon! Darling! Oh, Leon!
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? The Chase was created for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Tonight's script was written by Harry W. Junkin and starred Jan Miner as Mrs. Leon Jacks. Also in tonight's cast were Connie Lemke, John McGovern, Abby Lewis, Pat Hosley, Bill Lipton, Martha Barron, Sylvia Davis, Sylvia Lee, Mildred Clinton, Cliff Owen, Rosemary Murphy, and Eugene Leonard. The Chase was directed and transcribed by Edward King. Fred Collins speaking. Next week, a predatory woman pursues fame and fortune with no holds barred and no quarter given. In the Chase.
That's the show for this week. I'll be back next Friday with a story from the adventures of Frank Race. Between now and then, you can find past episodes of this show, more from The Chase, more old-time radio at relicradio.com. Find a link there to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Thank you, as always, to those who have. And thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Friday with another episode of Relic Radio Thrillers. Relic Radio Thrillers is produced by InforRelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.